For me, longing can be a bit of a tricky issue. When Chandrakirti's verse talks about producing this feeling, it can lead me down the path of bringing up an image of suffering and then trying to sort of whip up discomfort around that. If I try to drum up the attitude of longing when I focus on someone's suffering, I can feel as if I'm just contriving or forcing something. So as a result of that, I can easily end up in a sort of horrified anxiety or just blank out. And this is because my starting point is something that isn't there. I haven't got it. I haven't got compassion and I have to somehow produce it. So I can get the uncomfortable feeling of wanting to make it all right, and it all becomes rather problematic. A more effective alternative for me in meditation is to drop in an image of someone suffering and wait for a response. Now, I need to be honest about what that response is. It could be pain or anger or irritation or blankness, or feelings of constraint around the whole process of the meditation itself. I need to honour the sensitivity involved in whatever that response is and remain lightly interested, engaged and curious about what that feeling is expressing. I need to trust in the integrity of the heart and in the primacy of compassion. The fact that compassion is an inseparable part of the way things are. When I remember to trust in this and be patient with the process, I'm able to let go to some extent of this tension and struggle. Then compassion can just be present, naturally, unforced, uncontrived. Working in this way brings me up against another koan. On the one hand, we long for things to change in order to get rid of the suffering. And on the other, we need to be prepared to let go of the struggle and tension that is the essence of that suffering. So how do you long without grasping or fixing? How do you let go without becoming passive or disengaged, without losing spirit, momentum, chanda, if you like?